Day. If you're not constantly checking something, you're probably missing something. Even on the ground. Do I have my maps? Is the hopper lid latched? Are the nozzles set right? Am I loaded correctly? Is there gas in it? Once she's airborne, it's not so easy to stop and take care of things. And in the air, oil pressure, oil temperature, which way is the wind blowing? Where are the power lines? And once you know where they are, don't forget the power lines. You can't go to sleep on that job. There's a spiritual lesson to this. Maybe you're not a religious person, okay, but if you have a concern for your spiritual life, let me remind you that spiritually you have to be on your guard, constantly. Satan's attacks can be very subtle. Too busy to spend time with God? Low-grade mind food? An inappropriate relationship that's just brewing? Be careful. This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com and the podcasts 1360KHNC.com for both hours. The first hour is archived on the podcast section on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Weeknights, 6 to 7, The Present Truth is aired on 1360 AM Radio, Johnstown, Colorado. Quite a bit of news. Last night, Kamala was on sitting with Oprah Winfrey, and I didn't get to see get-together, but I've heard comments here and there, and, well, the Democrats are panicking. The voters in the Democratic Party are panicking because their votes are going to be wasted. They, for two reasons. Number one, they realize that Kamala is not competent. She can't put a thought together. Their vote is going to be wasted on her, and there isn't an alternative other than voting for Donald Trump, which, to the chagrin of the party, the Democratic Party, many Democrat voters are shifting. There's a shift. It's a shift to the better of the two, the least of the two evils. The greater evil has been Donald Trump, but now Donald Trump is the lesser, if you want to phrase it that way. They know Kamala is a disaster. She's a catastrophe. The future holds war and the continued destruction and implosion of the U.S. economy with Kamala. The Democrats are now realizing that you have someone they absolutely hate, but whose policies are going to benefit them, one that they love and want to support, but is going to end up. She's taking them to the river where they're going to drown. Kamala is, it's apparent to the Democratic voters, it's apparent she is not competent enough to win the election. And the economy is getting worse. The war in Ukraine is intensifying. Hal Turner, 3-4 days ago, speaking of what's happening in the Ukraine, the Russian President Vladimir Putin, this was a Hal Turner radio show, he signed a decree 4 days ago increasing the size of the Russian army to 2.4 million men. What does this say to the people in Europe? All of Europe, Western, Central, Eastern Europe. For Vladimir Putin to sign this decree, meaning that these young and middle-aged Russian men are now available for war in Ukraine if needed. But like I've stated before, this is prophecy being fulfilled because Russia must have a great army that will eventually move south to the Middle East with Turkey and Iran. And I still believe Far East German territory, which would be Gomer. Reports from Russia announced that there'd be an increase by 150,000 men to bring the armed forces to 1.5 million. But he's going to increase the army to 2.4 million. This is the standing army. Then next to Russia, you have, I think it's, I can't see, it's so small. I think it's Iran next with 1.4 million. Or is it India? America's only at 1.3 million. North Korea, as small as it is, 1.2 million. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me back up. China has 2 million presently. India has 1.4 million presently. The U.S., 1.4. North Korea, 1.2. Russia, at this present time, 850,000. So they're going from 850,000 to 2.4 million. Pakistan, 6.4 million. All the way down to Thailand, 350,000. So Israel is not even on the map. Israel isn't in the vicinity of even 350,000 people in the army, in the IDF. This is what's coming with Kamala. This is why Democrat voters are panicked. They're panicked. They're freaking out. They're not sleeping at night. Kamala is a disaster. She's a... There's a change taking place in the Democratic Party. Something is happening. There is a shift taking place that we can't see. Those that are leading, directing the Democratic Party, Kamala and Biden, they're presently making plans for the big shift. The big shift that's coming. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Need pain relief? Gruska's Topical Mist Spray-On Water-Based Carbon 60 Suspension quickly absorbs into the skin, penetrating into muscles and joints to help reduce oxidative stress and inflammation. Spray it on to mist away your pain. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Be sure to tell them that Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Reasons to Own Gold. Brought to you by the Patriot Trading Group at allamericangold.com. Reason number 647.
Most people don't even know that the courts have already ruled. Once money is deposited into the bank owns the money, and the depositor is merely an unsecured creditor of the bank. Which means if the bank goes under, you get paid last. After the financial crisis, instead of breaking up too big to fail, the government and the Federal Reserve created Dodd-Frank and made too-big-to-fail banks even bigger, while putting your deposits more at risk. I'm Joe Jaquint, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group. To learn more, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592.
day, we hear the sound of trumpets. Is this an indicator that Donald Trump is coming back to resume power in the United States of America? Or are we hearing trumpets in the Book of Revelation about trumpets that will sound in the end time before Christ returns? Kamala, there is something happening in the Democratic Party. Those who are behind the curtain have always been behind the curtain. The curtain's going to be open. We're going to see who's going to come out. Every time Kamala is in the spotlight, she pretty much, I don't know if she has any shame. I don't know if the word shame means anything to her. The Empress has no clothes on for the whole world to see. The military-industrial complex, they wonder if maybe they've been sending finances to the wrong candidate. Donald Trump continues to gain momentum with the Democrat voters. Whenever Kamala's interviewed, whenever she is at a rally, they realize, the voters realize, that she is not competent. Now, her husband is a very competent man. I'm trying to think of his name. He is a individual who is tied into Pilgrim Society. He's very brilliant. I'll find his name in the middle at the break, if I can remember. He's a brilliant man. He's very powerful. He hangs around with people that no one gets to hang around with. He runs with a group that no one knows about. Bankers, City of London type people, Pilgrim Society out of the city of London, Pilgrim Society, New York. He's her handler, in my view. He's the one that is handling her. Now, she also is tied in, connected to that group, to that secret society. And I do believe that through her husband, she's being positioned. And they, in London, in the city of London, they came out 2 weeks ago, stated that they are now backing Donald Trump. So there's a division, there's a split, there's a difference, not of opinion, but there's a difference within that powerful group of secret society members on which direction is going to be best, not for the world, but for them. And for them to come out openly and say that the city of London, they want Donald Trump back, this is earth-shaking, because these are the people that have ruled the world for the last 120 years, and the head of the pyramid at the top, one family, the Rockefeller family. The Rockefeller family is at the top of that power structure, has been increasingly moving up the stones to the top. And by 1945, at the end of the German War, end of World War II, they were pretty much situated right at the top. I'm trying to remember when it was that the Rockefellers replaced the Rothschilds. I think it was in the, I don't know, I'm just shooting from the hip now. I know it was after the Trilateral Commission in that time frame. The Rothschild family is the older family, the established family out of Europe. But with the emergence of John D. Rockefeller with his, well, I should tell you a story. In Europe, in the late 1800s, the powers in Europe, they knew that America was going to be a challenge, that America would have to be brought into, somehow, into the fold. You have these centuries-old royals that have ruled Europe. Well, when America, we became a nation because of our vast wealth and the way that the people that Europeans had moved into the United States and industry flourished, these royals, they knew that America at some point would be untouchable. They would not, the British, it was proven, the British, in conjunction with the French, and to some degree the Spanish, they couldn't tame this new nation. So what would have to happen is there would have to be a way where they could, the royals would find the individuals in this country, in America, that they could work with. And Cecil Rhodes had a vision, or he was a visionary. He had a plan to rule the world. He knew how to do it. I presented this before. Initially, it would be white people, a white power structure ruling the whole world. Eventually, it changed to an English-speaking peoples. And the royals in Europe, they saw that plan, in England especially. They realized it was possible, but impossible without the United States. And they knew the United States would have to be part of it. They had to find very influential people in the United States to work together with that plan, to work together in that plan. And I won't get into the whole story of William Andrews Clark, a.k.a. Jesse James, and another individual by the name of John D. Rockefeller. The royals in Europe, occult families going back thousands of years, 1,000 years, 2,000 years, they had to find someone in the United States that was also part of their religion, witchcraft, Illuminati, serving the prince of the power of darkness. And there were two individuals, I believe, that eventually, you might say, were the target or the individuals that would be the most they could work with, that were in the occult, in secret societies. One was Jesse James, who didn't die, who took the pen name, or the he killed a Jesse James, killed an individual by the name of William Andrews Clark, took his identity, and built Las Vegas, Nevada. Jesse James had already built Las Vegas before he killed William Andrews Clark. Jesse James named the streets in the old downtown Las Vegas. He named the streets. He owned everything. He owned the sheriff, the brothels, gambling, everything. He was very, very wealthy by the time he built a railroad from L.A. to Las Vegas. He was already the richest man in the world. Eventually, he would become a senator, and when he would leave Las Vegas, he'd move to Montana. William Andrews Clark would be, I think, the senator from Montana. At the same time in the East, Rockefeller was beginning to build his empire. Very brilliant man. Both men were very brilliant. Both men were cunning, dangerous, involved in the other worshiping in the other kingdom, members of the kingdom of darkness. Now, I don't know how I got down this rabbit hole, but I'm going to continue to take you down it. Eventually, I believe the royals in Europe, the Rockefeller, the Rothschilds, and others, other very hidden families, knew they needed the United States, but they had to find someone in their hidden kingdom. Jesse James, a.k.a. William Andrews Clark, or John D. Rockefeller. At some point, William Andrews Clark spends time, he's in Washington, D.C., he spends time in Europe. And in Europe, he is bumping elbows with very influential people. And I forget his wife's name, but she was a French. She was French. And I believe that she was one of the royals, and he married her. They had two daughters. The oldest daughter, or the youngest daughter, Huguette, died, I think, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. The other daughter died when she was young of some plague. So one daughter. And Huguette, right now there is a war for the finances to the family members, to all the children, the grandchildren of Jesse James. Well, before we go to the break, Jesse turned down the offer. He didn't need the spotlight because he was a wanted man. He was... There is a gentleman by the name of Ralph Epperson. Ralph Epperson wrote a book, Jesse James Did Not Die, and you can go to YouTube and you can search Jesse James Did Not Die in, what was it, 1882? Jesse James Didn't Die. He wrote a book, and others have taken Epperson's work, and they have written books after he published his book on William Andrews Clark, a.k.a. Jesse James, or Jesse James, a.k.a. William Andrews Clark. And I'll go to part B when I get back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. The podcast, 1360KHNC.com, for both hours, will return. I'll return.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
Tune in every Saturday morning from 11 to noon right here on the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC 1360 AM, for the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. Get your garden started and growing successfully all season long, every Saturday morning, 11 to noon.
I'm excited to announce my all-new mattress topper. In the times we're in, I wanted to bring you the best affordable mattress topper ever. So I took my two best technologies and combined them to make the ultimate mattress topper. And now you can get it for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. It all starts with my famous MyPillow foam that provides you that overall full body support. Second is the individual comfort supports that give you an amazing custom sleep experience. It's like it's made specifically for you. The queen size alone has over 14,000 comfort supports. This is the perfect mattress topper to improve any bed, new bed, old bed, your guest beds. Get them for every bedroom in your house. Go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code
HNC
to get the all-new My Mattress Topper for as low as $69.98. Queen size, only $99.98. Don't delay. Order today.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
This is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Weeknights, 6 to 7, Monday through Friday. Yeah, of course, weeknights. AM Radio 1360, Johnstown, Colorado. And podcasts for both hours are on 1360KHNC.com. That is Studio A. I broadcast on Internet Radio from Studio B, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. And the first hour is a podcast on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. So, how does this tie into Kamala Harris? Well, this secret society has members throughout the last 120 years, and her husband is one of those members. Now, I'm going to jump back to 1880. The royals in Europe, the occult families in secret societies, Illuminati, they were Luciferians. They needed America. Without America, there would be no world hegemony, no new world order, no order of the ages. They needed the United States. Oppenheimer, Morgan, J.P. Morgan, the DuPonts, all these other families, all the men of that time that were building railroads in oil, all of industry in the United States and manufacturing, they didn't have the giftings, and I mean that word in the sense of Christians, Christian people are gifted by God to do certain things. And the devil, the people he chooses are also gifted to build his kingdom. And the royals in Europe, these families who like to remain anonymous, they knew that in the United States, they're watching all of these great men of the time, Astors, all these people, as they're beginning to become powerful. Many of the people that came to the United States were part of the royals. Into Boston, not only New York, but Boston in the South. But they're looking for the right people that have, and they know how to look at people in their occult world and see who have the greater powers, spiritual powers, have the greater favor with the devil. And this is a spiritual principle. And it is my view, looking at Jesse James or William Andrews Clark and the Rockefellers. The Rockefellers were initially picked. I think Jesse James declined because he knew he was a wanted man. He was wanted for murder, and he had to remain anonymous. Otherwise, the authorities would prosecute him and hang him. And Ralph Epperson says that in 1951 or 52 or 53, an individual came forward. Clark just vanishes. But an individual comes forward in Oklahoma and states that he is Jesse James before he dies. And it's in Ralph Epperson's book. I don't remember the name of the book. Jesse James did not die in 18, as stated. Ralph Epperson's the one that found this out, that did the research. The only family left that would qualify would be the Rockefeller family. By 1889, it was already known the Rockefeller family owned New York City. The royals, this is very important to them because they're watching the way that Rockefeller is developing. They're looking at how quickly he is, just the vision that he has. This is very important to the occult world, the vision that people have. The occult world in Europe, with Cecil B. Rhodes, when he explained his vision, the occult families in Europe, they realized this is the vision that they need to follow. And then with Rockefeller, because he had great vision, he was looking out 100 years in the future. Already he was selling kerosene in China, selling the Chinese lamps. He had his fingers in everything. This is vision. And this is the kind of vision that the people in the occult, they look for these type of people. Well, they realized the Rockefeller family had to be the family they would work with. 1901, according to Cecil Rhodes, he had a vision how you bring together a group, an intimate group of people with the same vision, and this group each having an ability to carry out a specific part or to oversee a certain aspect of the vision. 1901, they began Pilgrim Society in England, in the city of London, I think in February. July 1901, they start the second chapter of Pilgrim Society in New York City. The main member, John D. Rockefeller, Sr. And from that point, all the Rockefeller boys would become Pilgrim Society members. Joseph Kennedy, many presidents. Henry Kissinger, Vance, I'm sorry, not Vance, some of the old Vances. I'm trying to think of Mika, what is her name? Her dad, Brzezinski. All these men would be Pilgrim Society members. Building a new world order, a one world order, working together to build and bring to the world a satanic empire. We are witnessing, we are involved in the developing of a satanic empire. And they are well along the way. They are in the final time period where they're trying to glue that final stone to the top of the pyramid. The present truth. Rick Rodriguez. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth Guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. We are, without a doubt, living in interesting times. Times when we find ourselves dealing with feelings we know that are not Christ-like, but yet we must deal with them nonetheless. And sometimes we're not sure how. Fortunately, we have a loving Father who has given us His Word to guide us. Colossians 3, beginning at verse 8, says, "But now you must put them all away. Anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator." GodsFeedingStation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone. And packed her out alone. Riders on the storm.
There's a okay, and continue. Once upon a time in America, once upon a time, there was a plan to rule the world, and that plan, Cecil B. Rhodes, he realized that with all the new innovations of the time, it was time to actively begin to gather the individuals worldwide that would build this new satanic empire worldwide, centered in the United States, and then from there it would cover the earth like a blanket. At the end of the last century, in 1999, the devil worshippers, the Satanists of the land, made a proclamation that this century that we are in would be a satanic century. What they were saying is that in this century that we are in presently, their plan for world satanic control would occur. Christ said that if he doesn't return, no flesh would be saved. And what Christ was saying is there's a war between two kingdoms, a kingdom of his kingdom and the kingdom of the serpent, of the deceiver. Two kingdoms, very simply. He told the disciples, in the future, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they were to present the kingdom that Christ introduced to mankind with power to the world, that every man, woman, and child would have an opportunity to choose one of the two kingdoms, either the kingdom of darkness or Christ's kingdom. And there's a war between these two kingdoms. And because of technology, everyone internationally can view and see that there is a clash. They think it's between nations and races and religions. That's part of it. But looking deeper, it is two kingdoms, both invisible, but both visible. The kingdom of heaven, spiritual, but yet it affects mankind. It affects history. The kingdom of darkness, invisible, but it affects mankind. It affects history. So the two are spiritual, a spiritual war, but also it can be seen like the wind. You can't see the wind unless you have a big tree with a lot of leaves. And when the wind or the breeze comes, you can see the effect of the wind by the leaves moving. They flutter. And these two kingdoms right now, what we're witnessing in this country with America, in America, is the kingdom of darkness is at war with the kingdom of heaven. And the fight is which of the two kingdoms is going to, you might say, in a example with the election. There's a war taking place that we see between two parties, but really it's not. It's a spiritual war. Donald Trump is backed by many, many powerful Christian ministries. And I guess I could tell you the truth. I can tell you what's happening. There's a term in the Bible called apostasy. And part of that apostasy, meaning a falling away, there is a term called dominionism, and it is an attempt to bring in a world theocracy. And Donald Trump, I hate to say, is part of that world. How much does he understand? How does he understand the deep implications of what I'm presenting? There are many very powerful Christian ministries that want to bring in a world theocracy. This is called apostasy. Christ calls, or the Apostle Paul calls it a falling away. We are not bringing in a theocracy. Jesus Christ will bring in his kingdom. We're not going to bring in a religious theocracy internationally, but that's what many of the main ministries in this country have been doing. On the other side, you have those in the kingdom of darkness bringing in a satanic century. And they are going to go to the next atmosphere very shortly. We're going to another atmosphere when this election season finally, when the egg is cracked open. The egg is still intact, but this is actually like an egg. You're going to crack that egg, you're going to open it up, and then the world is going to see who is really in power, who is really ruling America, who are the individuals that are hell-bent on bringing in a satanic nation. It's very, I hate to be direct in a sense, but this is the truth. Rick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. It's a safe-in-the-wound, non-stinging, FDA-cleared powder that's clinically proven to quickly and easily stop bleeding, even for severe wounds and for people on blood thinners or people with nosebleeds.
My oldest son cut himself with a knife quite badly, and we had Bleed Stop with us, and we put it on the wound, and it stopped the bleeding.
Bandages don't do much to stop the bleeding, certainly not if you're on a blood thinner. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply. It doesn't burn. It doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear. Bleed Stop absolutely works, even if you're on blood thinners or suffer from nosebleeds. Bleed Stop is used in emergency rooms across the country. Bleed Stop only works if you have it on hand.
Imagine what Bleed Stop can do for a serious cut.
Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Get yours today.
Present Truth is on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, and weeknights, 6 to 7 for the first hour on AM Radio, 1360, Johnstown, Colorado. Sundays, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry from 10 to 1 on 1360KHNC.com. 1360KHNC.com or AM Radio. 1360. Okay, and with this egg, the egg being the election, when this egg cracks and when we see the results of what's going to happen, inside the egg is either going to be the world, America, this country, is going to be directed by the Dominionists that have been backing Donald Trump, or it's going to be put into the hands of dark forces that will rule this country, that will begin to fulfill what was spoken in the last century. A satanic century. America would be a satanic culture, a satanic empire. This election, we're going to see inside this egg what's going to happen. A religious theocracy or an occult rule. It's very simple. It's in the Bible, through the prophets of Israel, through the apostles of Christ, and through Christ himself. Two kingdoms are at war, very simply. And the Democrat, many of the Democratic voters, when what happens occurs, they are going to panic. You think they're in panic now with an incompetent individual by the name of Kamala Harris, who is being controlled by a man in a secret society, Pilgrim Society? We are America and the world. The world, the nations are looking at the egg. They're looking at this election. Putin, Netanyahu, Xi Jinping, the royals of Europe, the occult world, the non-occult world, they're looking to see what is going to happen, what is going to change when this, after this election, if there is one. Something is, the egg has already got cracks in it. It just has to be opened so you can see which direction is America going. Either way, with the religious theocracy, this is demonic. It's devilish. It's not in the Bible. It's in the Bible. It's called apostasy. It's called the falling away of God's children, trusting the mechanisms of mankind. The way that the cultures, the societies, how they stay in power through elections. I'll be back.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.